Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today we're gonna try to get inside the head of Ray Dalio and Bridgewater Associates.
Always a fun challenge trying to figure out what those folks are up to.
Right, but that's what makes it so interesting. And we've got some juicy material to work with this time. Their latest SEC Form 13F filing.
Music to my ears. Not exactly a bestseller, I know, but this thing is packed with clues.
Yeah. For those of us who don't speak fluent SECCS, maybe you can break it down for us. What is a 13F and why should we even care what's in it?
So in a nutshell, a 13F is like a quarterly report card for certain big time investment managers. They got to file it with the SEC. And it basically shows a snapshot of what U.S. stocks they're holding as of a certain date. In this case, June 30, 2024.
So it's like a peek behind the curtain at Bridgewater's playbook.
You got it.
All right. I'm intrigued. Give us the headline then. What's the first thing that jumps out at you when you look at this filing?
Well, for starters, just the sheer size of their portfolio is pretty mind-blowing. I mean, we're talking over $19 billion invested in U.S. stocks alone.
Wow. Okay, that tracks. Bridgewater's huge. Anything else stand out, or is it just a mountain of cash?
Oh, no. It's definitely not just sitting there. The way they've spread that money around is really interesting. We're talking over 800 different holdings listed in this filing.
Whoa, 800. That's some serious diversification.
Tell me about it. And that right there, that tells you a lot about Dalio's philosophy, right? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And they've got positions in everything under the sun. You want tech giants, they got Alphabet, Amazon.
The usual suspects.
Exactly. But you've also got consumer staples like Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble.
So a little bit of everything. Does that mean they're playing it safe? Or just, I don't know, hedging their bets like crazy.
Well, it's not quite that simple. I mean, diversification is key, absolutely, but it's not just about, you know, randomly spreading your money around. It's got to be strategic, right? You got to be thinking about risk, potential return.
So there's a method to the madness.
Yeah.
Okay, so strategic diversification. Let's break down those bets. What kind of companies and sectors are they putting their money on?
Well, like I was saying before, tech is definitely a big piece of the puzzle. Big holdings in Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft. You know, the big dogs.
Makes sense.
Right. But they're not putting all their eggs in one basket, even within tech. We're also seeing some action with semiconductor companies. Taiwan Semiconductor, ASML Holding.
So they're thinking about the whole supply chain, software to hardware.
Exactly. The whole ecosystem. And, you know, they're not just sticking to the giants either. They've got positions in some more, I guess you'd call them niche or emerging tech companies.
Like who?
Well, CrowdStrike, for example, they're a cybersecurity firm.
Yeah.
And Snowflake, they do cloud-based data stuff.
So they're willing to take some risks on those maybe not household names yet.
For sure. Got to look for those growth opportunities. And those don't always come from the companies everyone already knows.
Makes sense. Now, you mentioned consumer staples before. Those aren't exactly what you think of when you think high growth, are they? What's Bridgewater's play there?
Yeah, good point. I mean, consumer staples are generally considered a more defensive investment, right? People need their Coca-Cola and they're tied no matter what the economy's doing.
Right, like a safety net in case things go south.
Exactly. But it's also worth pointing out, you know, some of these companies, they're finding ways to still innovate, still grow, even in these, you know, well-established markets. Like, take PepsiCo, another one, Bridgewater's holding. They've been expanding their whole healthier snacks and drinks lineup.
Ah, smart. Going after those health-conscious consumers.
Exactly. So yeah, it's not just about playing it safe, even with consumer staples. Okay, so we got tech, consumer staples. What else?
What other sectors are they interested in?
Well, healthcare is a big one that jumps out. Big positions in pharmaceutical giants like Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly. Then you've got healthcare equipment makers too. Medtronic, United Health Group.
Okay, so healthcare. I guess that kind of tracks with the whole playing it safe angle too.
Right. It's a pretty classic defensive sector. People always need healthcare, good economy, bad economy. It doesn't matter as much.
True.
But on top of that, it's also got huge potential for innovation, especially with, you know, the global population aging. Demand for new treatments and technologies is only going up.
So best of both worlds kind of thing. Safety and growth potential.
You got it. Okay, now here's where things get really interesting.
Oh, I like where this is going. Hit me.
Remember how we were talking earlier about how Dalio's all about understanding economic cycles?
You mean like those boom and bust cycles he always talks about?
Yep, exactly. And one of his big beliefs is that, you know, different asset classes, they perform differently depending on what the economy is doing. Like when inflation is high, commodities like gold and oil, they tend to do pretty well.
Yeah, that makes sense. When everything else costs more, those essential things become even more valuable.
Right. So with that in mind, check out what Bridgewater's doing with energy companies. They've got some big stakes in ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, you know, the heavy hitters in oil and gas.
That's interesting. Seems kind of counterintuitive these days with everyone going green and renewable energy and all that.
It does, doesn't it? And that's what makes it so interesting. It kind of suggests that maybe Bridgewater is thinking, okay, maybe there's going to be a period of higher demand for traditional energy sources, maybe even higher prices.
So are they like zigging while everyone else zags?
In a way, yeah. It could be that they think the whole transition to renewables is going to be slower or more complicated than, you know, a lot of people are expecting. Or maybe they're thinking about geopolitical stuff, how that could impact energy markets.
Like, don't count oil and gas out just yet.
Exactly. And this right here, this is a perfect example of how Bridgewater uses their understanding of economic cycles, global trends, all that, to make these kind of contrarian bets. They're not afraid to go against the grain if they think it's the right move.
This is wild. It's like they're playing chess and we're all stuck on checkers or something.
That's a great way to put it. But honestly, you don't have to be some kind of hedge fund whiz to, you know, learn from this stuff.
Right. So what's the takeaway for the average investor? Someone like me who's, you know, not exactly swimming in billions.
Well, I think the key is to really try and understand, like, the thinking behind their moves, right? They're always thinking big picture, considering all these different possibilities, different ways things could play out. They're not trying to predict the future perfectly or anything, but they're prepared, you know?
So it's about having a plan, but also being ready if things go sideways.
Exactly. And a big part of that plan is understanding, well, your own risk tolerance. How comfortable are you with things, you know, moving up and down? Can you handle some big swings in your portfolio, or do you need things to be a little more stable?
Yeah, because Bridgewater can definitely handle those swings a lot better than, like, my retirement account.
Exactly. They've got the resources, the people, the whole, you know, infrastructure to manage a really complex portfolio. For most people, it's more about finding that balance, you know, growth and stability and figuring out what works for your goals, your time frame.
Makes sense. So don't go trying to be Ray Dalio overnight. Start with figuring out your own style, building a portfolio that can handle whatever the market throws at it.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to, you know, think differently. Just because everyone's piling into one thing doesn't mean it's right for you. Do your research, think about different perspectives. Heck, maybe even be a little contrarian if you've got a good reason.
Like that energy play Bridgewater's making. Sometimes going against the grain is the way to go. Well, this has been awesome. We went from a pretty dry SEC filing to like a whole investment strategy masterclass.
It's amazing what you can find when you know where to look.
For sure. So to everyone listening, next time you see a headline about some big investor making a move, don't just scroll past it. Stop. Think about it for a minute. Why are they doing that? You might be surprised by what you figure out.
And hey, you might even start seeing the whole market in a whole new light.
I like it. All right, until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll see you for another deep dive.